Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. It's up, it's up. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
You are listening to The Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
It's hour two. Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show. Come on in, stay a while on this Wednesday. Spend some time with Peter King first hour talking about overtime. If you missed any of our interviews, you can go back, danpatrick.com, or listen on the podcast. We'll talk to the Chargers head coach, Brandon Staley. He'll join us coming up in a moment. Touched on Tiger at Augusta. Who's the MVP right now in the NBA? And, of course, the overtime rules. Roger Goodell addressed what's going on with Deshaun Watson and also Daniel Snyder. We'll have more thoughts on that coming up. 877-3DP-SHOW. Email address, dp at danpatrick.com. Twitter handle at dpshow. Poll question for the first hour, and are we keeping that for the second hour, Seton?
Dan, we had up, who's your NBA MVP right now? It's basically a three-way tie between Joel Embiid, Nikola Jokic, and Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Oh.
Luka and LeBron are down there, but they're not really getting a lot of votes right
now. All right. Are we going to stay with that for the second hour?
We can stay with that. We can also switch it up. We got a few other options.
Okay.
We've got what we're calling the honorary super bad movie poll.
Oh, well, hold on. Hold off on that.
Okay.
Hold off on that. All right. Do we have anything that pertains to overtime?
Yes, we do, as a matter of fact. Paul sent this one in. Oh. If you were a coach and won the overtime toss, would you take the ball and go for two if we score, or would you kick off and get the ball second?
All right, let's bring in Brandon Staley, the Chargers head coach. Coach, I'll start right there with you. You're an analytics guy. Strategy-wise, now with overtime and both teams get the ball, what do you think you're going to be leaning towards if you go into overtime in the postseason?
Well, it's good to be with you, Dan. Hopefully you can appreciate that Dayton Flyer helmet in the back of this movie.
Looks pretty.
Really good to be with you. Yeah, it's...
By the way, you have to join the list of John Gruden and Chuck Knoll as, you know, University of Dayton grads who went on to win a Super Bowl. So no pressure there, but you need to, jump in into that group there.
Yeah, or join, you know, guys like Dan Patrick, who have become a sports icon, starting his own show, pioneer.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, that was McVay. Sean McVay was
on that list.
Sean McVay was going to go into the media, you know, not you.
Yeah, McVay claims Dayton through his grandpa, I think. So, but we're going to have to look into that a little bit. But yesterday was an important day for the league, and there was a lot of really good discussion. I think being a part of the discussions, you see that the future of the league is really important to the people in it. And there was a lot of good dialogue, I think healthy discussion. And I think that we came to the conclusion that the postseason was where really the change needed to be made. And I think that as you saw with the vote that, you know, that there was a, you know, really, you know, significant support for it. So I think that it is going to change things when you don't have that sudden death element. I do think that there's going to be some, you know, different calculation as you head into the game. And I think that now when you're guaranteeing both possessions, you know, which side of the field you're on, hey, you know, wind, you know, that sort of thing, knowing that you are going to get an op, you know, it's just like that. It's that information advantage that you have by possibly deferring because you don't have that sudden death element. So and I think the thinking is that if you did go down and score and kick an extra point, that, hey, the likelihood of the second team going down and not going for two to win it, you know, they're saying is low. But if you did, if it did end up going, you know, score PAT, that next score would finish it. And I think that there was just a lot of discussion of, hey, past this initial period, hey, then what's going to happen? Is there still a time element, which there will be? You're going to flip the field and just head in a different direction. So it was a good resolution. And now we're finally headed towards something.
Are you okay with the overtime rule in the regular season?
Yes. You know, I think the, you know, our position with the Chargers was that the rules are already different in the postseason as opposed to the regular season. You know, in the regular season, you can end in a tie. Postseason, you can't. So the rules were already different. And so we support the thing staying the way it is in the regular season.
What was your initial reaction when you learned that Tyreek Hill was no longer in the AFC West?
Yes, one of those really significant moves that was sort of the theme of this offseason. You know, I think defending the guy over the course of these, you know, however long I've been in the NFL, he's definitely a dangerous player. One of the most, I think, dangerous weapons that's ever played in the National Football League. But at the same time, one of the most dangerous players to ever play in the NFL is the guy who was throwing it to him. So that guy's still there. They've got a team, which is the reason why they've been to the AFC Championship game 2, 3, or 4 years in a row. And so it was a monster move for sure. I've got full respect for him. He's still in the AFC, so we're still going to be running into that guy. You know, I think that, you know, Kansas City's resume speaks for itself. And the competition, I think, Dan, what you're seeing is it's as fierce as it's ever been in the league, which is good for the league.
I wonder, it felt like the defensive strategy last year against Kansas City was keep everything in front of you. No home run plays, and really you would give Mahomes 10, 12, 15 yards. You're just not going to give him that opportunity to break something big. And it seemed to frustrate him. Is the league, do you think that was a kind of a philosophy there, a group philosophy going against Kansas City?
Well, I think everyone, you know, has been searching for several years a formula that can work for them. And there aren't too many good ones, that's for sure. But I think, you know, you just got to take into consideration who they have over there, who's throwing the football and kind of how he plays, and then who those weapons are he's throwing to. I mean, starting with Tyreek and Travis, you know, those are two of the best players at their positions in the history of the game, and kind of how they play off schedule with Pat, who's such a dangerous thrower on the move, and he's accurate in the deep part of the field on the move. And, you know, kind of the miraculous really isn't that big of a miracle with him because he does it all the time. And then they just got a lot of team speed elsewhere outside of those three players. So I think that certainly was a strategy, but I think that's probably too vague of a way of describing it, because you still got to be connected with these guys. If you're playing zone, these guys are, you know, he's going to throw for 80 to 90%. He'll throw for 450 or 500. It may take him longer to score, but he's still going to score. So you have to still decide how you're going to play the game. And but again, that's what makes them such a challenging cover.
What did you learn in your first year that might surprise me?
I think that in my first year, I think the way I describe it is that everything was happening for the first time all the time. So if you can imagine that every day, something's happening to you for the first time. And I think that a lot of people would say, like, hey, is that stressful? You know, and I would say, my response to that was I felt like it was energizing because I knew how good I needed to be every single day in order to make those improvements. And I think that I got a lot better from the first time I think I interviewed with you when I got hired to this interview. I know how much I've improved and I know how much better I am in my own game But that first year went by fast. Everybody said it would. And I think for that reason that I mentioned, that was a big contributing factor.
But also you're getting in front of the media after a tough loss. Whereas when you were a coordinator, you don't have to talk to the media. What's that like? You lose a game, gather your thoughts, and then go get peppered with questions.
Well, I think it was like when I was playing at quarterback, you kind of have that responsibility if it doesn't go down, you know? And so I think that having played that position, that kind of uniquely prepares you. Growing up being a quarterback and a point guard, you're kind of faced when it doesn't go down that everyone's looking at you. So I think that there was, you know, that finality when you lose in the NFL. I think being in the NFL, you see it, and everyone talks about it that way. But I think being the head coach and knowing that, hey, you're responsible for a lot of people, forget, you know, the game itself, but just the people that were playing in the game and the people, your fans, who this means so much for, you're accountable for that. And it's a great responsibility. And that's why when you go in front of the media after a tough game, you know, you have to be on, you know, to make sure that you do your best to explain what happened and to the best of your ability. And that's what I tried to do this year.
I ask about your impressions when Tyreek Hill left the AFC West. Your initial reaction when Russell Wilson joined the AFC West?
Yeah, I mean, competition's fierce. And I think that, you know, I've played against Russell a lot in my NFL career, watched him throughout his whole career. I mean, going back to NC State, Wisconsin, you know, he's one of the tremendous players at that position in the NFL. And when I was with the Rams, we had to face him three times in one season and twice in 3 weeks at the end of the season. So it just, again, it's special for the league. And he's one of those players that plays, you know, one of the most important positions in sports. So I think it's going to bring out the best in everybody for sure.
Does Sean McVay rub it in that he's got a Super Bowl ring? Does he just, you know, does he send you a text or something? Or when he sees you, hey, I want you to address me as Super Bowl winning coach, anything like that?
No, Sean's too humble to do that. And he knows better than to do that. No, he would never do something like that because how you do things matters to him.
He's got to have fun with you though, Brandon.
No, he wouldn't do that. He wouldn't go there. You know, we play him this year. So, you know, no, Sean deserves everything that he's achieved, including this year. He was fantastic. He did a really good job coaching that team. And that's what I told him. You know, I just told him, I was like, I thought you did a really good job coaching your team, because people talk about the end and kind of their players who they joined up with. But there was a stretch there in the middle where I don't think anyone was predicting that the Rams were going to make it to victory lane. And that's the sign of an organization that's built to last, to be able to respond to a tough stretch. And that's what they did.
Who do you get mistaken for?
Man, damn, that I don't know if I was ready for that one. I don't know that.
LA. I mean, did you ever been mistaken identity for an actor?
I don't know. I've gotten some Johnny Knoxville comps in the past. you know, there was like a time there, you know, I kind of, you know, and I'm the same age as Matt Leinart, who, you know, former quarterback, you know, but those are two names that have been thrown out there in the past. I don't know how accurate they are. And then, you know, throughout the year, I was getting peppered with these questions about this Ted Lasso guy. So I haven't watched that show yet, but I'm told that I need to. So Amy and I may join up with that show here soon.
I kind of see Peter Brady from the Brady Bunch.
You know what, Dan, now that you mentioned that, I've heard about that. And again, that was kind of before my time, which probably dates me a little bit on the youthful side. But I didn't join up with that show as a young kid. So.
Well, if you Google Peter Brady, you might go, okay.
He's got a point.
It's not an insult. It's not an insult.
That was a successful show. No?
Yes, it was. Yes, it was. And Johnny Knoxville, I could see that. You even have the voice kind of raspy in there. I could see that. Get those glasses on. I could see that. Maybe bring Johnny Knoxville to practice.
Johnny had a great run, man. He's still doing it.
Yes, he is.
Got a lot of respect for that guy.
Hey, great to talk to you. Enjoy the offseason. Good luck in the draft, and always great to visit with you.
Thanks, Dan, for having me.
That's Brandon Staley, Chargers head coach. You know, These guys get ready for the questions, get a little programmed, and then all of a sudden you slip in. Who do you get mistaken for? Not ready for that. That's the Mahomes in me. You know, I can still surprise you a little bit there. Had to throw him off his game a little bit. I knew he had a couple of them in there. Yeah. I didn't get Ted Lasso. Johnny Knoxville, I get that. Peter Brady, though, to me, when I saw his picture this morning that he was going to be on the show, I said, Peter Brady, huh? Look right? Yeah, see.
Yeah, after that charge of loss to the Raiders, get that. All you got to do is slow down the theme song and when something sad happens. Someone stole Marsha's lunch or whatever. She gets hit in the face with a football. Cheating on the social studies test, Marsha?
But I don't know what TV executive said, hey, I got a great way to put something into a script where we don't have to have any words. We'll just have a little bit of music in there.
That's the exact theme song, but just slowed down to the sad thing that happened. Oh, he lost his job as a... How are they going to pay the rent?
Yeah, boy.
That show used to have the best sports cameos.
They did.
I think Joe Namath.
Yes.
Deacon Jones, I think, was on there.
Was Fred Dreyer
probably
on there, I think? We should Google how many athletes. Was Kareem on there?
Oh, man, that's a good one.
I don't know if Kareem was on there. But, you know, they'd didn't Joe Namath, he was there to teach Peter how to throw the football?
Yeah, just coincidentally. He was at the taco joint down the street. And he's in the backyard, which has AstroTurf.
I know. They had AstroTurf.
That probably hurt Joe's knees worse.
Yeah.
How about Joe Namath is in their backyard. He's in full uniform, face mask, eye black.
Full Jets uniform.
I know. And we were entertained. Well, the only reason why I watched is the girls were good looking.
He was at Ralph's grocery store around the corner in full uni. And just stopped over to the Brady's.
He's buying a six pack. And hey, Joe, you're buying a six pack. Yeah. Hey, could you come in my backyard? I'd like to learn to throw football. Sure. Yeah,
Peter's got a big game this weekend.
Yeah, Mark.
I was going to say, speaking of cameos with somebody in their full game uniform, Mike Piazza on Baywatch, he's swinging a bat on the beach. I mean, in full uniform, swinging a bat on the beach.
Yeah, he's wearing stirrups.
All-star Mike Piazza? What are you doing on the beach?
Yeah.
What are you doing here?
Yes, Todd.
I see something here that says Don Drysdale, a very special guest of Southern California's favorite family, was up to him to stop Greg from being the dropout. Don Drysdale.
Because that's who you want to have. You're going to have Don, the late Don Drysdale.
It started out where he's like, he just wanted to drop out from school. And then Don Drysdale said,
is that because he's going to be a superstar singer? He's Johnny Bravo. Isn't that who he turned into?
Yes.
Didn't he have his like alter ego, Johnny Bravo?
Yes, Paul.
Yeah, Don Drysdale comes to the house. He happens to be friends with architect Mike Brady. What a coincidence. How does an architect hang out with the greatest pitcher on the
Makes sense.
Dodger?
Mike didn't have much of a life. I never saw him get out.
There's another episode where the Peter's team is the little football team. They're wearing, by the way, jeans and helmets at practice. All of a sudden, Deacon Jones, all pro for the Rams, walks up in a leisure suit, for God's sake. Hey, kids, here's how you head slap Jimmy.
And, you know, we were so young watching the Brady Bunch. Like, you're not processing it. It's not like somebody said, what, isn't that strange that you got Joe Namath in a full uniform there? Hey, Don Drysdale's trying to help your kid not be a dropout. Sure, I'm going to believe it. All right, let me take a break. More phone calls coming up. And an interesting story about a musician who is canceling a concert on Saturday so he can go see the Final Four.
If you got tickets to that.
Back after this on the Dan Patrick Show. Love Sack, the Sactional. Remember when Will Ferrell sat down on the couch in Los Angeles? And I said, that's a Sactional. He said, excuse me? I said, yes, that's the Love Sack Sactional. You can charge your phone. You get the surround sound. You got the woofer in there. Harman Kardon speakers. First of all, the couch is so comfortable, and it's the most adaptable couch. It's the world's most adaptable couch. And you have the Lovesac Stealth Tech. So what that means is the system that's in there. So you already have the configuration. You can shape it however you want. How, you know, you want to have it curved. You want to have it straight. Fabric type. It's all based on what you want. So it's fabric specific, layout specific tuning. You got Dolby Digital Surround Sound by Harman Kardon. And you have the wireless charging. All these features are hidden inside the Sactional. It's great. The world's most adaptable couch. Now features LoveSac Stealth Tech. Learn more about LoveSac and Stealth Tech on lovesac.com. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the, I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know what I mean? Even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling. Only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories. For 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
It's a showcase of the immortals. Grandest stage of them all. Don't miss the most stupendous two-night WrestleMania in history. Streaming April 2nd and 3rd. Only on Peacock. All right, here's the story. Now, let me get a couple of phone calls, and I'll get to this story. This is a musician who canceled a concert so he could go to the Final Four. Let me get to Todd in North Carolina. Hi, Todd. What's on your mind today?
Hey, good morning. I've got a song for y'all, and it's appropriate for your next story, sort of Tar Heel related. Okay?
Okay.
All right, here we go. It was 40 years ago today that he taught the whole world how to play. He's been going, never going out of style.
and he's guaranteed to raise a smile. So may I introduce to you the greatest of all time, Michael Jordan.
Hello? Thank you, Todd.
Hello.
I thought it was a Todd Mock headline song.
What?
I like the hello at the end. Are you still there?
Hello?
We're still on the air?
Hello, Dan?
But Jordan hit the shot yesterday, didn't he?
Hello?
Is that Mock? What did I miss there?
Is this on?
Hello?
This on, Dan?
Hello?
I lost him.
We're going to have that. We're going to probably clip that. We'll drop that in occasionally. Hello? Yes. Yeah,
it's never a good sign when you say, what am I missing here?
Well, I didn't know what it was about. I thought it was the anniversary of Jordan hit the jumper against Georgetown was yesterday, I think. But I don't know what it's the anniversary of.
And it wasn't a Mock headline song or a limerick or any of those things. I don't know what category that goes in either.
Hello?
Hello? Jay in Vegas. Hello?
Hello?
Hey, Jay.
First time, long time. Appreciate you taking my call. So real quick, man, since you got the topic, you know, people are doing impressions. So I've got a suggestion for Todd Fritz with an impression for, you know, if he would like to tackle the whole stand-up comedy thing again. So so when Todd Fritz, as an example, when he went in with the section row seat, I think he could have benefited for somebody coming in immediately after he hit the punchline with a, and there's a joke by Fritz. Give it to the crowd, observational humor, lays it in. At the last minute, you can see Todd Fritz's beady little eyeballs as the joke is starting to come together. And he comes in hard with the section, row, seat. And oh my God, this place is going crazy.
Hello?
Hello?
Thank you, Jay.
This on?
What's going on today? What?
Who's that an impersonation of?
I don't know.
We might, Havlicek stole the ball.
Was that Johnny Most?
Was it the down the stretch they come guy? Like the horse racing guy? I'm not sure who he was doing. Right?
Yeah, Paul.
Are we getting calls from another sports radio show?
I don't know.
Like they're listening to that show and the number's going to us.
I have no idea.
Trying to get a hold of Jim Rome.
Who's high pitch? Yes, Marv.
Maybe he should have went to prison. So his impersonation would have been as good as RJ. Mm. RJ was on.
Yeah. RJ did a pretty good job with his.
Because he didn't want any problems.
No, not in prison. Terry in Rochester. Hi, Terry. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Dan. How you doing today?
Good, sir.
Good. I got some, I remember talking to my friends. We used to say, man, growing up, I remember that year we went to the movies like 22 times in one summer, man. And it was the year Predator came out, which was 87, man. We went to go see the Predator, Full Metal Jacket, Beverly Hills Cop, Lethal Weapon, Untouchables, La Bamba, Raising Arizona, Fatal Attraction, RoboCop, and man, that was a great year, man. And I got another question for you.
Okay,
who would you say are the two most storied franchises in the NBA?
So we went from 1987 movies to most storied franchises. I would say it's Lakers, Celtics. It's not the Knicks. Yeah, Paul.
1987 box office, Dan. Beverly Hills Cop 2, $153 million. Platoon, Fatal Attraction, Untouchables, Three Men and a Baby. That made some dough.
It did.
Secret of My Success, Michael J. Fox was crushing. The first of the Lethal Weapons, Predator, RoboCop did well. Dirty Dancing, you love that.
Of course.
Full Metal Jacket.
My wife and I reenact that scene, you know, where I lift her up.
That's nice that
you
do that.
Yeah, we do. Yeah. Yes, Todd.
I'm not going to be ignored. I'll never forget that. The rabbit in the thing in the pot. Oh, my God.
Glenn Close played a really good evil character.
I would bet the adultery stats dropped dramatically the 6 months after that movie. There's got to be a study out there that nobody cheated for like 7 months.
But if you went to the movie, you know that your wife is going to say something.
Yes.
Like, so... You know, or you might say to you, I would be proactive, I guess. I'd say, so, you know, what would you do in a situation like that?
How do you like your rabbit cooked?
Yeah.
Oh, a couple of good movies in that. Adventures in Babysitting. Peak Elizabeth Shue.
Oh. Ooh,
white hot.
Yeah.
Planes, Trains, and Automobiles.
That's a good movie.
That still holds up.
John Candy is the best.
Yes. Yeah.
The Lost Boys. That was big at the time.
Mm. Is that Kiefer maggots, Sutherland?
Yeah.
You're eating maggots.
Eddie Murphy Raw made $50 million for a stand-up comic film. Wow. Production costs under $1 million.
Yeah, but how much did he spend on that leather outfit, right, though? That's what I want to know.
I cut into it.
Yeah. Why is it that you'll have certain comedians who wear leather on stage? It looks like it's hot and uncomfortable.
Dude, Martin Lawrence, he came out one time in a leather outfit. I was like, dang, this dude's got to be dying up there in those lights.
If you haven't stood in front of those kind of lights, it is warm. It is really warm. Like, even the lights that we have on my side of the man cave. So the temperature in here is 67 degrees on my side of the man cave, because these lights get warm. And that's why Letterman's studio was, you could almost make ice cubes in there. And, you know, they didn't want you to be dressed, overly dressed. The people who worked behind the scenes at Letterman, they all wore these jackets during the show. Freezing. Yeah, Marv.
No, I was going to say, speaking of Eddie Murphy, leather suits, they were like purple and red. They weren't even like black leather. Like Martin Lawrence wore like black, but like Eddie, yeah.
Well, when Eddie came out, yeah, you know what?
All right, Rocco. Yeah. Rocco.
When Ed came out, man, that's one of those you go, uh-oh. Like he looked like he was just a panther, a lion. He was like prowling back and forth. Chris Rock does that. Now, I'm curious. Yeah. Did you see where Chris Rock's ticket sales? He's going on tour. They've skyrocketed.
What a coincidence.
Yeah. So here's the average tickets sold jump between $150 and $200 a ticket to about $250 a ticket. And let's see. So he's doing a comedy tour. And I don't know who he's out on tour with, but it doesn't say. But he's doing a stand-up comedy tour, and tickets have skyrocketed since the incident here. All right. Speaking of tickets, some fans are really upset that Eric Church, big-time country music fan star, he is a big North Carolina basketball fan. Eric Church had a sold-out show at AT&T Center in San Antonio, scheduled for this Saturday. He said that he is going to cancel the concert so he can go to the Final Four. And he had a message to his fans that said, "This Saturday, my family and I are going to stand together to cheer on the Tar Heels as the team has made it to the Final Four. As a lifelong Carolina basketball fan, I've watched Carolina and Duke battle over the year, but to have them match up in the Final Four for the first time in history of the NCAA tournament is any sports enthusiast's dream." He also said, "This is the most selfish thing I've ever asked the choir to do. Give up your Saturday night plans with us so that I can have this moment with my family and sports community. However, it's that same type of passion felt by the people who fill the seats at our concerts that make us want to be part of a crowd at a game of this significance." Artists aren't required to publicly declare why they cancel a concert. You can go back to Adele with the Las Vegas postponement. She didn't have to tell you why she was postponing it. Gave different reasons. Somebody in Vegas said they just weren't ready. Plain and simple. She didn't like the way it looked. They weren't ready. Yes, Todd.
Don't you got to separate church and state in a situation like that and still do the concert?
Okay. See what you did there. All right. Yes, Paul.
I kind of like that Eric Church. He seems like a smart guy. He gives the honest reason. You don't want to go like laryngitis and then they see you there on a cutaway at the Final Four going, "Let's go, Heels!" Screaming his head off on TBS.
Anybody have a problem with Eric Church canceling a show a couple of days out? If you had tickets to go see Eric Church, and he hasn't announced if he's rescheduling that date.
That's a toughie. He's got to do like a double for them, where it's like a bigger, better concert for those people who pay for the tickets. A lot of people make plans months in advance. Yes. People come into town.
Sure. Yes, yep. Todd.
You can't. Yeah, the average fan may not be able to reschedule that. That's their date that they plan to go all this time. And just because his favorite team's in the Final Four against Duke, I know it's a monumental matchup and it's never been done before, but I think you got to do the concert.
Well, here's what I was wondering. If you're Eric Church, didn't you think North Carolina was going to make it this far? Like, that was my first impression. If you're a Carolina fan and it's the Final Four, you probably are thinking far in advance that I can't have a show on that Saturday night. Yes, Todd.
And now the music's been changed for the Final Four. It's a little sad. They took it. They stole it from Brady Bunch, but still.
All right.
That's what happens.
All right. All right.
I like it, though. That's kind of a once-in-a-lifetime thing. This game is monstrous.
Yeah.
It's awkward, but...
Yeah. Well, okay. He said it's the most selfish thing that I'm going to do, and he hopes his audience understands that. How do you make it up to a fan base in San Antonio if you don't... Now, you're going to... You can't give them their money back and then give them... A concert, a free concert.
You could pony up yourself.
No, but how do you do that?
Well, you credit them back, but those people are like registered for a free pass. And when he comes back, he would have to like eat that one. That's the way you turn it around PR-wise.
No, but I'm just saying, how do you do it where you can scan something when you go into the AT&T Center in San Antonio that says, okay, you bought tickets, you got refunded, but you get to go to a free concert. Yes, Eden.
Yeah, you got to have it at like a state fair kind of venue, like a huge outdoor thing maybe, where it's just a free concert. Mm. Or you bring some buddies along and have Ooh. Some awesome cameos or something. Just make it into a bigger event, and it's just free for anybody.
Yes, Todd.
I think you also add a raffle where the winner, you have to go to their house or their backyard and perform a private concert.
No,
and you can raise
no,
a lot of money for a charity
no,
with the raffle.
No, you're not doing that.
I think you should.
No. You just do a nice, big, free concert. Yeah, Paul.
Do you remember in the early days of MTV, they used to do things like that? The first ever MTV promo was, remember John Mellencamp had the song Pink Houses?
Yeah.
They were going to paint your house pink, and Mellencamp was going to play in the backyard. And some guy in, like, you know, Jackson, Tennessee won it. And can you imagine, like, hey guys, come on over. We're painting our house pink, and there's Mellencamp.
Yes, Seton.
Yeah, they had a similar thing MTV did once in my neighborhood where the... John Bon Jovi, they were giving away his parents' house there, and it was like, oh, yeah, here, this is where John Bon Jovi grew up, and MTV's there, and it's like, here you go, you know, Jimmy Lipper, you won the house.
Yes.
What the heck?
Yes, well.
I think I mentioned this before, but Dan, you remember the band Foghat from the 70s, right?
Oh, yeah.
How popular were they? Pretty big?
Slow Ride, Fool for the City.
They were kind of a hard rocking band, right?
Yeah.
They had a thing, in, I think it's The Loop in Chicago, a popular rock station, where the most call-ins from a certain high school... And Foghat would play like your graduation dance. I was too young to remember. I was like 8, but my high school, Marian Catholic High School, a Catholic high school with nuns and priests, won Foghat to play at the gymnasium. Can you imagine like all the penguins, all the nuns are sitting there just clapping away to Foghat?
Wait, did you call them penguins?
I went there.
Wow.
We could call them.
Wow.
You did it.
I didn't call them penguins.
Not to their face.
I got my knuckles wrapped where you had to put your knuckles... your hand on your desk and we were talking and we got caught talking and the nun took a ruler. So my knuckles were right on the edge of my desk and took a ruler and wrapped. I'd never heard that. You know, I came home and I had to tell my parents I got my knuckles wrapped and it was, you know, punishment.
What'd you do?
I know. It didn't matter what the punishment was. It was, well, what did you do?
Yeah.
And I remember one time I was talking in class. Yeah, go figure. I earn a living talking. And I get pulled out of class. I'm out I'm in fifth grade. And I'm standing outside. And I think it's Mr. I don't even remember who the teacher is. But I stand outside. And the principal came by, Sister Ann. She said, what are you outside? And I said, well, I was just coming back from the bathroom. And she said, well, why don't you go into the class? And so I walked in, and then the teacher said, I thought I told you to stand outside. She got the biggest paddle. It had to be about 4 feet long. And, I mean, Babe Ruth couldn't have swung this paddle.
Did she have a good stance?
Yeah. I assumed the position in front of the class, had to reach and grab my ankles, and got whacked. Couple of times. Had to go home and tell my mom that I got whacked. And then she said, well, what'd you do? Were you talking? And I go, yes. Said, well, you deserved it. I go, okay. Yeah, Paul.
In my grade school, 7th and 8th grade, we did have swats, they called it. It was the same thing. It was a smaller paddle, and you either got 3 swats or a detention, but you got the choice. And there was a couple of tough kids in our class, and they go, like, we'll take the 3. I mean, just a couple, like, these are the guys you didn't mess with in my grade school. And guess what? This was public school. This was not Catholic school.
Oh, man.
8th grade public school, it still had swats.
Yeah, Catholic school, they had to discipline you. You know, public school, they didn't discipline you. Yes, Todd.
I can't get my head around, like, that you guys got hit in school.
Yeah.
That they were allowed to, like, do that.
Yeah.
And especially knowing the way the world is now, like...
You couldn't get away with it now, but back then...
It was okay to, like, hit kids in the classroom.
Yes, yes.
We had the Catholic school I went to was the Sisters of Mercy, which was not appropriately named. but yeah, I remember I was young. I was, I don't know, first, second grade maybe, and I had a tail. Remember kids would have a tail?
Oh, your rat tail?
Yeah, I had one of those. Oh, and
I would swat you for having a rat tail.
Then, well, it turns out you and sister have a lot in common, because, yeah, she grabbed me by the back of that and led me into the office. She's pulling on it so hard, and she said, my dogs have tails and my cats have tails, but my students do not have tails. And I had to call my mom. Crazy. Wow. Dang.
Yeah, Paul.
The Sisters of Occasional Mercy is where we went to. Occasional.
We'll take a break. We'll come back. We got more phone calls back after this. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Mic check. Mic check.
If you want exclusive insight from the biggest names in the sports game, what's good? This is national champion and former pro baller Chris Johnson. And let me tell you a little bit about my new series, KJ Live.
KJ Live is the only show featuring me going one-on-one with the brightest basketball minds on the planet to get the real.
And when I say real, I mean that real. I got legendary Hall of Famers, elite coaches, and the top basketball insiders bringing you a unique perspective on all things hoops culture that you will not find anywhere else.
To make your next move your best move.
And tap in with me on KJ Live, wherever you get your podcast from.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know, I mean, even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. Like, a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app. like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Barry in Santa Fe joining us on the program. Barry, what's on your mind?
Hello.
Hey, I'm Barry.
Good morning, fellas. Good morning, chat row. You were talking about Namath on the Brady Bunch a while ago. Danettes may be a little too young to remember Mr. Ed, but there was an awesome episode where Wilbur and Ed visit the Dodgers during batting practice, and Ed hits a gapper against Sandy Koufax, circles the bases, and slides home, and the catcher was kind of scared. He jumps up, and he jumps up on the backstop. And, Wilbur, my wife's an egg.
All right. Well, thank you, Barry. Yeah. Mr. Ed, a horse facing Sandy Koufax. We just watched Baywatch, a clip with Mike Piazza's on the beach. So Mike Piazza is on the beach with his jersey on and his hat on and a bat. So he's swinging the bat on the beach. And Pam Anderson, of course, is the lifeguard, and she runs a really tough beach. She walks up and she goes, "Why are you swinging a baseball bat?" And he says, "I'm a baseball player.
Got to keep my swing right while we're on strike."
And then she goes, "Okay, well, just don't hit anybody." I don't know if anybody swings a bat thinking they're going to hit somebody. But then there's a woman in distress in the water. And it looked like she's in about, I don't know, a foot and a half of water. But she gave the impression she was drowning. And Mike Piazza comes to the rescue, where he takes his own life in his hands and goes in there and pulls her out.
What a hero.
Yes. Got credit for the save right there. Yeah. Yes, Paul.
I went to a beach and Pam Anderson with a lifeguard. I put weights in my shorts and jump into a riptide every third hour.
You know, what's funny, too, is that when you watch clips like that now in context of seeing the show that's out now, Pam and Tommy or whatever it was called.
Yeah.
And the whole time she's like, "I just want to be taken seriously as an actor." Like they cut all of my line. I have this big monologue and I'm really excited about it. And then they cut my monologue and I'm never going to get to prove that I'm a serious actor.
Yeah.
And then you watch that clip.
I never watched Baywatch. Never. With the sound up, I mean. And I just thought, God, they're really slow runners. And then you realize, you know, it's obviously slow motion there. Yeah, but they are always running slow. Yes, Todd?
So barbed wire was never up for an Academy Award, which is wearing the black leather in the mid-90s, you'd think.
Jason in Nebraska. Hi, Jason. What's on your mind?
Hey, Danny and Danettes. Love you guys. This would have been better yesterday because Fritzy is killing it today. He's Mr. Funny Man. But those times when he's not so funny, for entertainment and content purposes, instead of Paulie putting his head down, could Paulie just get up and go slap him? Give me the old slapperoo. And then for this is a question for Jimmy Jimerson. Could you help me understand as a basketball fan and just a sports fan, the Final Four teams, I've noticed all of the reporters and much people like yourself have said that the teams are very well cultured. Just wondering if you could expand on that. Go Mets. Suck it, Piazza, for that.
All right. Thank you, Jason. I think they say, I don't know if they say they have great culture.
The basketball culture, Dan.
But I think they're all led by great coaches. Let's go to Jimmy Jimerson. Let him sum up the Final Four. Jimmy?
Well, that's what you're seeing here, Dan. The Final Four, the Blue Bloods are back. You know, it's the Villanovas, the Kansases of the world, the North Carolinas, the Dukeses, the Dukeses of the world.
Kansases.
It's really about locker room culture, Dan. Winning culture.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, it's about making your free throws and cutting down turnovers. Guard play is going to be really important.
I mean, you limit the turnovers in that first half. Give him a good shot.
I mean, we're talking Duke here, okay? Duke,
I mean, do
North
people
Carolina.
Realize that? I mean, we're talking about Villanova, okay? I mean, I don't think people realize that, okay? We're talking about Villanova, okay?
One day we have to tell people who Jimmy Jimerson is based on. Nick in Arizona joins us. Hi, Nick. What's on your mind?
Hey, it's Nick in AZ. I'm a 20-time caller right now.
All right.
B2 Hundo.
Okay.
Hey, so you guys were talking best year for movies, and me and my buddies always talk about this. My year is 96. So if you look up the list of 1996, it may not have the big, big punch, but the quality and the depth is unbelievable. From Happy Gilmore to Mission Impossible. So take a look.
All right. Well, thank you, Nick. Paulie is scanning right now. Mike in L.A. Hi, Mike.
Hey, Dan, how's it going, man? Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I got a quick question. Hey, you don't have to go in depth, I mean, unless you really want to. But out of all the guests you've ever had, who stands out the most as the one person you wish you could have celestially slapped?
I'm not slapping anybody. I'm trying to think. You know, Tonya Harding may have wanted to slap me. We do reach out to people that we think understand the show. Therefore, if you ask a question, something that could be off color, off putting, trying to poke fun a little bit. But I don't think there's anybody that comes to mind where I'd be angry at them. Yes, Tom.
I think you've come short of slapping me for putting on certain guests that didn't really live up to the expectations of the interview. That's the only time you would even be remotely violent.
But I don't believe in corporal punishment.
Right, but even then you wouldn't actually slap me.
Yeah.
You'd slap me with your eyes.
Ooh, and that could be even worse.
That's much worse.
Yeah. All right, more phone calls coming up. Final hour, Dan and the Danette, Dan Patrick Show. One more item. We close out hour two, and it's Stiefel, Stiefel. They've been helping people like you for over 130 years. We all have different ideas about success. We achieve it at different times in different ways. And if you've recently changed jobs or considering retirement, you're probably thinking about your own version of success. Striving to reach your goals, maybe it's time to start thinking about investment portfolios, retirement accounts. This is where Stiefel comes in. Just the beginning of what they do, helping you understand the many options, claiming Social Security, implementing an investment portfolio designed around your needs. You also, as a client, have access to Stiefel's award-winning equity research and investment strategy views, enabling you to make informed decisions regarding your hard-earned wealth. Invest in your success. Find a Stiefel financial advisor at stiefel.com. Stiefel. Stiefel.com. Stiefel Nicholas and Company Incorporated. Member SIPC NYSE. Stiefel.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The brilliant EQE SUV from Mercedes-Benz, available with digital light technology. So smart, even the headlamps are thinking. The vehicle's all electric. The feeling is all Mercedes. Learn more. MBUSA.com/EQE-SUV.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists, like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bizzle Fuma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
I'm so excited to tell you JCPenney and country music singer-songwriter Walker Hayes are partnering together on a new limited-time men's collection for the everyday guy. What I love about Walker Hayes is his laid-back nature. He's a family man, and being a country megastar while also having 7 kids, you know he likes to keep his style cool and casual. This new collection is perfect for the guy living the t-shirt life or someone wanting some fresh options that feel just as good. It's easy to wear, affordable styles that celebrate the ultimate family man, along with the quality, durability, and sensibility dads appreciate. Available online Saturday, May 4th at jcp.com and in-store Thursday, May 16th. Just in time for Father's Day. Limited time only. JCPenney, make it count.